The fourth station, the denial. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. You who have suffered death for us, O Lord, have mercy on us. Simon Peter followed Jesus at a distance, as did another of the disciples. Because it was cold, the household servants and guards had made a charcoal fire, lit it in the middle of the courtyard, and Peter sat with the guards, warming himself by the fire, and waited to see how it would all end. One of the servant girls, who worked for the high priest, came by and noticed Peter, and asked, "You're not one of the man's disciples, are you?" She looked at him closely, and finally she said to him, "You were one of those with Jesus of Nazareth the Galilean. This was one of Jesus' followers." But Peter denied it in front of everyone. "Woman," he said, "no, I am not. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know him." And he went out into the entryway. Just then, a rooster crowed. Another servant girl noticed Peter standing there, and she began telling the others, those standing around, "This man was with Jesus of Nazareth. This man is definitely one of them." Someone else looked at him and said, "You must be one of them." They asked him again, "You're not one of his disciples, are you?" But again, Peter denied it, this time with an oath. "No, man, I am not. I don't even know the man." A little later, one of the other bystanders came over, confronted Peter and said, "You must be one of them, because you are Galilean too. We can tell by your Galilean accent. Didn't I see you out there in the olive grove with Jesus?" But again, Peter denied it. He swore, "Man, a curse on me if I'm lying. I don't know this man you're talking about." And immediately, while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed the second time. At that moment, the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Suddenly, Jesus' words flashed through Peter's mind. "Before the rooster crows twice tomorrow morning, you will deny three times that you even know me." And Peter left the courtyard, went away, and broke down, weeping bitterly.